Yeah, it was a good weekend, I suppose, for the, as you say, the three counties. Very different games, I suppose. Obviously, digging up Donegal first. We went up there, and nobody was too sure after McKenna Cup how fit certain players were and how new boys would fit in. But certainly in the night, you know, the new guys, Thompson, Carroll, Owen McHugh, Boyle, and that's all give good accounts of themselves. You know, I suppose Hugh McFadden, Eamon Doherty, seen a bit of action last year. Along with all the old heads, I mean, Murphy just gave a virtuoso performance. I mean, unreal from frees, from the ground, sideline. I mean, that sideline, I argue, I mean, you're not a better score that the whole season, and this is the first real game, the first league game. So, you know, from Donegal's perspective, they did everything right. I feel for Down, the proud tradition they have there. You know, they obviously haven't had any underage success in the last number of years, and it's really telling. And, you know, I don't even think Down would survive in Division 2 this year, never mind Division 1. So, you know, I think they're definitely heading for relegation, and I doubt if they'll pick up a point along the way.
Both Derry and Tyrone showing their intent to be contenders from very early on, and their hopes of promotion back into the top flight in Division 1, and both taking victories at home yesterday afternoon. Derry with a big second half performance, and Tyrone with just enough to see off Cavan.
You know, Derry, Fermanagh completely bossed the first half. I couldn't really believe what I was seeing from Derry, you know, after the buzz of running Tyrone so close. Should have beaten Tyrone really in normal time in the McKenna Cup the week before. So, very strange performance from Fermanagh. Had three very good goal chances. They did get scores out of it. But at half time, somehow Derry were only a point down. And it was very interesting at half time. Damien Barton kept the team in about 3 or 4 minutes longer than they should have been a lot of time. But, you know, normally you don't see that at the Championship, but obviously he was either reading the Riot Act or he was certainly sorting things out in that camp. But Derry came out a completely different side in the second half. They had 8 different scorers on the day, and really, once they got ahead of Fermanagh, it's just a squad. They were going to the likes of Mark Lynch, and with him and Keelan O'Boyle inside, he just kept banging in high balls, and Fermanagh just didn't have the physical presence to deal with that. Once the goals went in, it was game over, and a good start for Damien Barton. Tyrone, you know, 13 wides yesterday. Actually, you know, the thing about Cavan, you look at some of the Ulster teams yesterday. Armagh scored 8, Down scored 7, you know, at the weekend. Cavan scored 8. You know, it's poor. It's not the return you need. And it's all right getting your defensive shape and play. And, you know, Cavan did it to Tyrone yesterday. But going forward, you've got to pack a punch. And that's the thing. Cavan just don't have 8 points. He's not going to win you a game. And, you know, Tyrone with 13 wides, although, you know, Cavan had a goal chance at the very end, Mickey Hart admits himself Cavan should have got something out of the game. So, you know, I suppose they're trying to get that side of the game right first. But, you know, this is a good few years into Terry Hyland's campaign, and it's a seeable Achilles heel. They're very solid defensively. They just don't have enough going forward. And I think Tyrone, again, lacking a quality free tier. You know, we've seen Michael Murphy last night kicking sidelines and kicking balls from 60 yards over the bar. Tyrone just don't seem to have anybody to get. I know Sean Cavan was out injured. But, you know, in terms of 13 wide and a free ticket, I think that's a big thing Tyrone have to look at going forward from yesterday's game.